I still remember the first time I saw you. My car broke down that day. Never really got it repaired. And, it was terrible. I had to take the bus instead. It was inconvenient, annoying. Barely anyone else in this place actually takes the bus because it's late a lot of the time, and that makes it pretty useless unless you actually just arrive early. I expected to wait at the bus stop alone. But you were there. You were there every day. You, who I saw occasionally working with me, but never quite in the point where we interacted with each other. You, who I knew basically nothing about. You, to me, undeniably interesting. I was curious. I still remember the conversation that we had, the first one that we ever had. You looked surprised, seeing the disheveled man covered with rain walking up to you without an umbrella. I don't think you'd ever actually had anyone wait at the bus stop with you before. I sheepishly declined your offer to join in under your small umbrella, feeling too awkward to consider actually just having both of us just half covered and half wet, unfamiliar with each other, but still so close, squeezed beside each other. So, I just waited there, right beside you, getting rained on.
So,
we tried to talk, but we both didn't know how to even start. And, we didn't know each other, and I didn't really want to talk at that moment. And I don't think you did either. And with us both trying to desperately seem like we weren't bored by each other or just disinterested, it made it very, very awkward. It was terrible. When the bus finally arrived, a sense of relief came over us, ending the interaction, and we went off to work. And we weren't even on each other's minds. It was nice to get out of that. The next day, we didn't even try to talk. But ironically, this opened the door to learning about each other, made us comfortable with one another, and started to spark a feeling that I hadn't yet identified. You looked peaceful when we were waiting. I felt at ease, too. Slowly as the days went by, I got more comfortable with just looking around at nature and appreciating it. Wordlessly, we would read, listen, and eat countless things, and just existed around each other. It was like we were bringing little pieces of our personality with us each time. Gradually, these meetings would go from unremarkable to comfortable, and finally, to something we would look forward to. It was strange. What was formerly a dreadful walk to a lengthy wait for a bus became a spot to decompress, relax, and just reflect. Words weren't needed, other than the subtle good morning we would tell each other each day. As the days turned into weeks, turned into months, it gradually became more pleasant, and we became more comfortable with each other. Each day we would get closer, both through the actual distance of ourselves, but also in how capable we were in speaking to each other. We were vulnerable. We would tell each other our deepest worries, our stresses, our successes.
I don't know, I get scared sometimes. Yeah, a future. Other things too, you know.
It was nice. But we both had a problem that we didn't know how to solve. We were both looking for something. We couldn't identify what it was, but talking with each other made us feel like we were getting closer to figuring out what it was. This was an unbelievable shift. It felt like just yesterday when we didn't know how to properly talk to one another. One morning, it began to rain again. I forgot to actually bring an umbrella, so just as before, I walked up covered in rain. Unlike last time, however, I didn't feel shy about joining you under the umbrella. As soon as you silently extended it to me, I sat down next to you and joined you under the cover of it. The umbrella wasn't really made to protect two people from rain, so it was practically useless. I was already soaked and only felt more water running down the side of my body. But it didn't matter. We were close, and this was comfort. This day was the earliest we had arrived at the benches. Nobody was up, nobody was around. It was just us. Half an hour, all to ourselves. Gradually, over that time, we would realize just how much we loved the other's touch. What went from a hand on a thigh turned to holding your hand. With no words exchanged, we could feel the heat of our faces, our passions in our eyes. Our movements would lead into the next like flowing water. As I'm holding you, I would feel you slowly move up to being on top of me. The umbrella didn't matter anymore. The water coated us with small, reflective beads, each shining some of the bright passion in our eyes. I held your hips, and you started to grind into me, my hands helping each little movement, making them more intense. Our staggered breath slowly picked up. It became the only sound that mattered. I wanted you. As much of your body on me as possible. My heart was racing. Any doubt or anxieties I could have had just melted away from just trusting in you. Our eyes were locked, unable to look anywhere else. A hand would slide up your shirt, warming you and appreciating every part of your body. Each slow movement, each new part, we explored. Our passion would build. We rested our foreheads together, sometimes breaking eye contact to close our eyes for a gentle moan or gasp. I wanted nothing more or less than you. You could almost feel my heartbeat and throbbing below you. Every bit of my arousal, my feelings, my being, was caused by and dedicated to you. Your warmth and body was intoxicating, filling every thought I had. I never felt this way before. As your pace and heartbeat increased, our bodies felt serene and full of fulfillment. After a long, blissful time of this, we were satisfied. I felt your breath become deeper and slower, and we began to slow down too. Our hands returned to just holding the other hand instead of being all over each other's bodies, and we were right next to each other again. There was no mess to clean up. I was still hard, warm, and breathing heavily. We didn't need to climax to express our feelings. There were no words exchanged during this time. We spoke exclusively with our bodies and managed to tell each other that yes, I need this. And I can be unapologetically vulnerable with you. We began to try and regain some professionalism for the day ahead. The rain concealed any sweat and left no evidence. That was nice. Eventually, after sitting with each other for a while and a blissful eternity, the bus arrived. Though I would have been happy just staying there forever, we boarded the bus and began our day. There wasn't a single worry in my mind as we parted ways for the coming hours, because I knew I would see you again for more beautiful mornings. Sometimes breaking our eye contact to close our eyes.
Nice? Nice? Yeah, I'll close my eyes.